Apparently in South Carolina, if you have come to this unfortunate juncture in your life, crossroads, if you will, of being on death row, which, let's face it, if you're on death row, things have been going bad for a while. You're on a losing streak. You hit rock bottom. It's too late to evaluate your life. But in South Carolina, they are now giving you options of the method of execution that will facilitate your entrance into the abyss. And they brought back the firing squad. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think the only other place they do it is Iran, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia.
Shut up!
No, I'm not lying, Mikey. It says it right here. I don't know if they do it in Japan or not. Anyway, so they brought back the firing squad. Three expert marksmen, each with a rifle, and it's aimed at you.
Jesus!
I don't know how they're going to do it, if they're going to do it where only one guy has a bullet and they tell him that for psychological effects. That's how they used to do it. So now, it's like a menu. You got the electric chair, you got a firing squad, and you got lethal injection. I mean, me personally, I think they should bring the hanging as well. You know, give a full range of selection. I mean, if you're going to offer a service, let's do it right here. What do you guys think? And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead, and I am your host, Deadbug. And thank you very much. Let's pick up the pace here. Woo. So there you have it. The U.S. State Department says that in South Carolina, you can choose your own way of demise if you're on death row. And apparently South Carolina's press department, they're bragging about it. They're pretty proud of this. And they say that their gas chamber room has been updated, where they've now got a metal chair for the firing squad. And they've added protective equipment, bullet-resistant glass and whatnot, for people in the witness room, you know, in case you want to get a real close look. And you don't want to get taken down by the crossfire. But I didn't know this, but there are only four states that have a firing squad. That's South Carolina, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. Go Utah. And these are the only four states that allow firing squad executions. Now, the death penalty was reintroduced in the states in 1977 after a 10-year lull, where I guess they didn't do it for some reason. I guess it came down to the Supreme Court. And apparently, at least 186 people who have been sentenced to death in the U.S. were later exonerated as a result of improper convictions. Well, that's unfortunate for them. And 100 of those were black, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Which, I mean, you know, 186, 100 were black. I don't know. I don't know percentages of crime and who commit them and all those sort of things. So I'm not going to comment on them, but... You know, that's neither here nor there. They don't mention how many were Chinese, Mexican. Maybe there weren't any. I don't know. I'm no expert on that. And the last person executed by firing squad was Ronnie Lee Gardner in 2010, a 49-year-old who killed a man while attempting to escape from a courthouse in 1985. And it's weird how they choose because, I mean, you think, okay, he killed a man while attempting to escape from court. I mean, that's a serious crime, but then there's all these guys that kill children or whatever, and then they don't get the death penalty, and they've been sitting on death penalty for years. So I don't know how it works, if it's like a sort of a, you know, a spin of a dice or whatever, what makes them jump into things, you know. But since they've reinstated it, there have been 1,540 people that have been executed. More than a third of these executions, 575, have been in Texas. Go Texas! While 43 have been in South Carolina. So I guess the long and the short of it is, if you've got a hankering to kill someone, don't do it in Texas, because they don't mess around there. You know, if I had to choose my way of execution, and I'm hoping that I will never be in that position. I really am. I don't know what I'd choose. That's a weird one, isn't it? Because you think firing squad, okay. But, I mean, what about if they miss the mark and they leave you, like, brain damaged? Or they hit your spine and they leave you a leg metal? I mean, what happens then? Do they reload and get to shoot you again? Or do you get to just leave? Okay, you had your chance. You lost out. I'm free man now. You know, I mean, we're human. We're subject to error. And then there's the electric chair, which old Sparky, I heard that things go wrong there as well. And lethal ejection. Again. I've heard that things go wrong. They can't find the vein. The person won't die. The person just fucking laying there going, what the fuck? Hurry up here. So it seems that hanging would probably be the most fail-proof way to go. Although saying that, I've heard there have been some issues. I heard you shit yourself and your head might snap right off. But who knows, maybe you shit yourself in the electric chair as well. I can't imagine your bowels holding up too well with 2,000 volts surging through you after you just had your last meal. Especially if it was something like McDonald's, which would probably make you prone to diarrhea anyway. So I guess all these ways of going aren't going to be too dignified, and I guess they probably shouldn't because you killed someone. Maybe multiple people. You know, I was thinking that while we're on the subject of, executions and your last meals and everything, I was thinking about doing a cooking show, because I used to do cooking shows in my former life. I did a lot of cooking shows. I was thinking about doing a cooking show based on last meals. What do you think? Is that too morbid? Like, this show is dedicated to John Wayne Gacy's last meal, Ted Bundy's last meal. And then we get into the real obscure prisoners' last meals. And then you do it, how they prepare it, how they had it prepared or whatever. I think that would be good. I think probably morbid. Call it something like death row meals. Something more clever than that, I would have to think about it. But on the other hand, let's cancel that idea, because this would definitely be one of those shows where every pussy comes out and says, oh, this is offensive.
You're a real piece of shit. This is about human loss and suffering, man. You're garbage. Are you for real? I've reported this video and I've got all my friends to report it too.
But it's okay to watch a show where you got some fat chick applying a makeup, making these stupid verbal mannerisms. Wah, wah, shabam, shabam. And talking about murder and shit. And that's a real fucking channel. And that's okay. That's tasteful. All because they do a thumbnail of themselves next to the killer making a shocked look. You got someone else flogging cheap phone apps while talking about rape and murder. They take a break at the 2-minute mark to sell you a shit VPN while talking about human loss. But it would be offensive to do a cooking show. People, they never fucking cease to amaze me, the stupidity of humanity. Someone messaged me the other day and said,
it would be interesting for me to know that if you did a documentary on one of your own children's murders, would you be so blatantly disrespectful? Or how would you feel if you came across a documentary about your daughter's murder and they said these things?
What the fuck would I be doing a video on my own kid's murder for? Or worse still, why would I be watching a documentary about it? And if that terrible tragedy did befall on my life, I probably wouldn't be on YouTube looking up videos on it. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not sure if any of you guys have seen in the news that footage of that Boeing passenger jet going down in China that killed 132 people. Wow. This Chinese Eastern Airlines passenger jet was on a routine flight, an internal flight, so it was within the borders of China, and it went down. No warning, no mayday, no nothing. And it didn't even glide. And these planes can glide. They don't go straight down usually. They can glide. Even if something falls off, they usually take about 3 minutes to hit the ground, at 30,000 feet at least. And nothing. This thing went straight down. It was like a bullet. And they don't know what it is. Is it a software issue? Is it engine failure? Or is it someone doing it on purpose, like a suicide mission? My bet is a suicide mission. The pilot just straight down, but we won't know until we get the black box. And they showed the explosion. It was huge. And then went down into the side of a mountain. And you got to feel for the people. It looked like they maybe had about 30 seconds to make peace with their God. Even Lockerbie, that plane that blew up in Scotland with the bomb inside of it. It was at 33,000 feet when that went down. It took over 3 minutes to reach the ground. Not this plane. I'd never seen anything like it. And that's the thing. They were talking, I was watching on the news, and experts, plane crash experts who've seen the footage, say the same thing. They've never seen anything like it. And this plane was a Boeing 737-800. It's not old, only 2015. It was delivered brand new out of the box. And I know Boeing had problems with their Boeing MAX. a couple of years ago with a crash in Indonesia, and I forget where the other crash was, but Boeing stock have gone right down as soon as it the information of the plane and the footage came out. Stock went right down. So if you own Boeing stock, fuck. But it's just terrible. I mean, one of my big fears are planes. I have to say, when you see stuff like that, and it'll be interesting to see. I'm guessing it was like a suicide mission. You know, and they got their Boeing technician guys there to assist in the investigation, but I think they're there to cover their ass. But it's got to be something massive. It could be something where the pilots have lost control, or maybe the software has just got mixed up and is telling the plane to dive. That's the only other thing that they think it could be. That or a suicide mission. But I tell you, software issues, they really scare me. I know we got human issues and human fallibility and that, but software issues scare me. Because if you've ever been on a computer or a phone that decides to stop working, there's nothing you can do, you know? Like, I remember once my computer, it would only, you'd press A, and it would, like, suddenly start doing multiple A's. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-A. There's nothing you can do. And you don't want software in your plane at 30,000 feet, and you press A, and it starts doing multiple A's. Dive, dive, dive! You know, fuck that. You know, there's that old expression, technology works until it stops working. And I don't want to be at 30,000 feet when it stops working. Now, here's an interesting story. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, the royal family, the future king, Princess Di's kid. I'm not a royalist. I have no interest in the royal family or supporting them. I don't really care. You know, I think they're a bunch of freeloaders, but they're good for tourism, I guess, as some people remind me. Anyways, they're going to Jamaica. And they're paying a visit. And the Jamaicans are demanding an apology for slavery. And here's the big one. Reparations ahead of William and Kate's visit. Reparations means, I guess, they want them to write a check. Which I don't know how I feel about that. Because, I mean, I know England were big in the slave trade. There's that whole misconception that it was just America. When England were the ones, they were the big ones. They were the big slave traders who were selling the stuff to Americans. You know, like they were the big negotiators way before America. Now, before anybody gets on my ass and gets all shitty with me about it, I'm no history buff. Unless you can find it in a comic book, I don't read it. So don't get on my ass. I'm only talking about non-expert opinion here. So, but they want the royal family to write a check. If you want to come. Now, for me, when do you stop saying sorry? When do we stop saying sorry to people? Because, you know, back then, the Irish were getting fucked over. The Spanish were fucking over the Mexicans. Everybody was fucking everybody over. I mean, that's just how it was. It was a long time ago before they had iPhones and probably even underwear. Who knows? I don't even know if they had underwear back then. But when do we stop saying fucking sorry? And for me, if I were Prince William and stuff, I would just say, fuck that shit. And I would just fucking leave. I wouldn't even go there. That would be my thing. Do they really need to go there? Now, apparently these Jamaicans, a letter was signed by 100 Jamaican leaders. I didn't even know there were fucking 100 Jamaican leaders, which is a surprise to me. I mean, Jamaica's okay. I think it's a bit of a shithole, personally. You know, but apparently to celebrate the Queen's 70 years on the throne that they believe was perpetuated by the greatest human rights tragedy in the history of humankind. So this is what these 100 guys who signed this, and this is how they feel. They're angry about it. And they want, before the Duchess and Dutcher or whatever his name is, go for 2 days, they need to cough up. They need to apologize to everybody, pull out that big fat-ass royal family checkbook, and start writing checks to these people. And they're showing people with signs saying, go home, we don't want you here, and stuff like that. And for me, if I was a royal family, I'd say, okay, whatever. We'll go to Bahamas or, you know, somewhere. The beaches are just as nice. You might not be able to buy weed so easily there, but you can buy weed anywhere, really. And just like, fuck you. I just think it's part of this new touchy-feely fucking, we want something years after. It didn't even affect us, but we still want something, you know. Everybody wants something now. Everybody's fucking bitching about something now, you know. I mean, how many of us can go back to our high school days or our grade school days where we were fucked over by someone, whether it was a teacher, whether it was a fucking cop who gave you a slap in the face or something? Fuck, what's next? We set a precedent each time and we're all going to be fucking walking around with our fucking hand open thinking that we're owed something when it didn't affect us. you know, directly, you know. And of course, I'm not from Jamaica, as you can probably tell. But I mean, you know, fucking every country has its fucking sad stories. Every country got fucked over at some point. You know, a good example of these modern day attitudes, I was in the supermarket yesterday. Just yesterday, going in to pick up a couple of things. And I went to pick up some mincemeat, beef, for lasagna. And all the curtains were over the freezers, like you couldn't get access to them. And I saw all the workers sort of emptying out the other freezers, and I was like, what's going on here? And they said, well, freezers aren't at the correct temperature, and the food is spoiled. So who knows? I guess maybe because the temperatures really dropped in England or something, or maybe just because there was something wrong with the freezers. But it was all the freezers. It had the milk, the beef, the turkey, whatever. And they were unloading all this meat onto carts, so they couldn't sell it because the freezers were too warm. I guess a guy came along with one of those little temperature monitors or something, and he probably just told them, hey, this isn't on. Get the fucking stuff out of here. People are going to die of botulism and stuff. Now, these people unloading this stuff, they were like, you know, like 50-something old ladies and like kids, like 19, 18, 19 years old. And, you know, I'm sure it's a hard job. They're doing it. And these two big black women come up. And they're fucking pushing fucking, you know, double buggies with fucking kids. And they start giving these people all this attitude. Like, you know, how are we supposed to feed our kids now? What are we going to do now? You know, we're giving these yelling. They were verbally abusing these people. Unloading the freezer. I'm thinking, hold on a second. It's not their fucking fault. They're not the people that made the freezer get unloaded. They're not the person who said the freezer was too. If it were me, I would say, here. Take these sausages, lady, and, you know, they're on the house. Take them, enjoy them. Take some beef as well, you know. Go get botulism, you fucking bitch. But it's that attitude that people owe people something. Total loss of manners. Like, you know, like, it's not their fault. The politeness is just, you know, it's circumstance. Give these guys a break. But everybody now just feels that they can be rude to people, treat people like shit. It's like online. You know, I don't know how many times. This is shit. This is bullshit, you know, this is crap, you know, you sound like you got a cock in your mouth. It's like these people, they fucking just, they think nastiness, you can just be nasty for no reason. And these ladies were just treating these kids like shit, and I thought, oh my God, the sign of a new generation. I didn't want to say anything, because they were big women, they would probably kick my ass, and I don't want to get into fist, it's not going to look good as I'm getting into fisticuffs with some big, huge black woman, you know, fighting it, you know. I would have probably taken it, but it would have been a good fight. But, you know, it would have made me look bad. Would have made me look worse, too, if she'd kicked my ass. And if you saw this woman, that was a distinct possibility. Now, I was reading about these new self-driving cars with Elon Musk's, you know, car company. And there was a fatal crash in Paris, France, where a person was killed in an accident with one of these self-driving cars. And I think to myself, wow. This is crazy. We're entering the future where these cars are driving around without drivers and that. Is it safe? But then on the same page, you read a story where a child, 13 years old, driving a pickup truck, and this happened in Texas, crashed and killed 9 people. This is in Texas. 9 people, including himself. And 6 of those members were part of a university golf team. No one knows why this kid was five fucking driving a truck or a pickup truck, but it's scary. It's just really scary. So I was thinking to myself, what do you favor your chances or your odds with one of Elon Musk's self-driving cars or a 13-year-old driving down the wrong side of the highway in a pickup truck? I think I'd rather choose one of the self-driving cars. You know, I trust that more than some 13-year-old kid speeding down the road. Which, again, this goes right back to the Chinese air crash technology and the AAA, dive, 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 dive. And then a 13-year-old kid, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Technology, humanity, you know, it's just, who do you trust more? I don't trust a 13-year-old kid, that's for fucking sure. That is damn sure. So I don't know, what the kid was driving. This happened on Tuesday, but tragic. This golf team, you know, just these kids going out and playing golf from university, you know, the whole life ahead of them. And some little fucking redneck, I'm assuming he's a redneck. I can't imagine a middle-class family letting their kid out to hit the streets, but who can say? But if you see the pictures, what a mess. And I think maybe in direct correlation with this aircraft disaster in China. Maybe human error? Computer error. Who knows? I guess we'll see. Now, on a closing note, some people give me a hard time because I don't like police officers.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm just saying that I've had bad experiences with cops. And I'm certainly by no means saying defund the police, because the police are the last line of defense, I feel. But I don't think I'm asking too much to say that we should be able to trust our police officers. And like I said, every time I say something, people get on my fucking ass. Oh, they're not bad, that bug you, you disappoint me. I'm just saying that some are, and I've known a couple of bad ones that are fucking bad, okay? Corrupt. They always go for the soft arrest, you know? They'll always arrest someone in a suit and tie if they can do that better than taking off a rapist or doing something dangerous, protect someone from danger. Anyways, it's just come out in the Met, which is in England, our London Police Department. They have, in the last 2 years, have hired 100 officers with criminal records. And this is in the past 2 years. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, that says it the fuck all. And these are the people that are judging us, you know what I mean? And I think if you're going to be someone who's going to be judging people, you have to have a fucking background that is un-fucking approachable. You have to be fucking clean as a nun's ass. That's my opinion. Don't fucking sue me for it. Don't give me a hard time for it. But I just think you got to be pretty fucking, you know, and it just says it all, because we've had all these things here with cops, rape. Now there's all these things over in England with cops raping women, being found out, like abusing their power and fucking women in the back of their cars and, you know, telling hookers they'll let them off if they fuck them and stuff like that. And I know that I'm not naive. I know this stuff has been going on since the beginning of fucking time. But, you know, I think if we're going to be in this brand new world where everybody's going to be judged, I think it's got to work both fucking ways. You know, especially in light, because I told you in my last episode they're doing this thing now where it's against the law in England to send a dick pic out. You know, that's against the law now. Which, like I said, I don't care. I never sent them, but that's apparently you can get arrested for that now. So if the cops and all these people coming up with these laws, then they better fucking have a pretty clean background. So 200 officers that are bad guys that have criminal records. So, I don't know how it is in the States. But anyways, I hope you all have a good week. And this is Dead Bug saying, I'm out of here. Adios.
Yeah. I try to tell you, you ain't ready. Have you ever seen a man not afraid to die? Gave his life for a dream. Born hustler, so the game conceived. A caged beast, but now I'm free. How can you blame me? I was born for this. The game chose me. Now I've been training for this my whole life. Carpe diem, huh, seize the moment, right? Right, we gon' turn up and rock plenty ice. This is our time, yeah, I'm about that life. I'm a street dude, teach dudes to think quicker. Would take over the world, but yo, I dream bigger. Never satisfied, I'm trying to be richer. And pour out a little bit for those who ain't with us. Ready, ready, I don't get ready, I stay ready. Cause the consequences is heavy. My man D said he would never quit, even though the thing's heavy. We push like a 7-7 Chevy, boy, ready, ready. My whole clique since 06 was on the bottom, now we running this. Grind hard when the load gets heavy. The money was slow, but now it's steady. You boys is not
you
ready.
Boys don't want it with us, so stop lying. Show me a dude can, I show you a boy dying. I ain't lying.
We are self-built, self-made, self-sustained. Self-seekers, selfish, yo, I'm trying to get paid. My goons do it in the rain. To be clear, we are not the same. You were born, I was made. You'll spend forever in the grave. We've already spent many moons sipping cool drinks in the shade. Picture me on a stage with 50,000 fans in a riot and a frenzy. Don't cross me, boy. We got a sick and twisted way of coming at you every day until you see it our way. I'm glad we can see eye to eye before somebody had to die. Please don't cry. It's occasionally necessary to push a dude over the ledge so he can come to his head and know that he's not ready.
Ready, I don't get ready, I stay ready. Cause the consequences is heavy. My man D said he would never quit, even though the thing's heavy. We push like a 7-7 Chevy, boy, ready, ready. My whole clique since 06 was on the bottom, now we running this. Grind hard when the load gets heavy. The money was slow, but now it's steady. You boys is not ready, ready, ready. I don't get ready, I stay ready. Cause the consequences is heavy. My man D said he would never quit, even though the thing's heavy. We push like a 7-7 Chevy, boy, ready, ready. My whole clique since 06 was on the bottom, now we running this. Grind hard when the load gets heavy. The money was slow, but now it's steady. You boys is not ready.